AM 1570 FM, 104.5 WITI in Rocky Mount, Virginia. That is Mr. James King and a song titled Old River. Earl Van Shelton in the air chair on a Thursday. My goodness, where's the time going? And if you know I'm in the air chair, you know there's got to be something special going on in the control room. And today it most certainly is. I am happy to have with me Nancy Bell, the event organizer for the Franklin County Agricultural Fair. How are you today, Nancy?
I'm doing well. How are you?
If I was doing any better, I'd have to do 20 jumping jacks.
All right.
Nancy, it's hard to believe you and I were talking a little bit before going on the air that it's been a year, but you looked at me and said, Earl, if only you were working it, you would believe it.
Absolutely true. It's a year-round endeavor, but it's almost here.
It's
September 13th through 15th. At the rec center, same hours as last year. FCAgFair.com is where you get all the information. We have some new features this year, including you'll be able to see some lumberjacks on logs in a water contest. So I think that'll be very exciting.
And I'm sure the old frying pan tossing thing's coming back in. That is so much fun.
Oh, yes. The frying pan toss is back, and the guys at Foley Automotive are very excited about that.
Yeah, I can't imagine. So much fun. I remember last year coming down. And by the way, this is the fifth year for the new event. Of course,
yes.
This went on for many, many years.
Yes. It was. It went on from way in our past. And we have found some historical photos and things. It's a little fun to go through and look at those. But yes, we're in our fifth year of the new and improved.
Well, I tell you what, there's something different this year that's going to lead up to the Ag Festival. Let's talk a little bit about that because we've only touched on it off the air, and I'm excited about this, Nancy.
Yes, this year on September 8th, we're having a local foods community dinner. And this is a chance for the producers in our community, and I'm talking vegetable growers, animal growers, honey,
Dairy farmers, everybody
who produces something delicious to eat or drink in our county, we want them to have an opportunity to show what they have.
Mm-hmm.
So we're having an event at the Early Inn, September 8th, and it's called the Local Foods Community Dinner. There will be three chefs competing for best plate of the night.
Wow.
And using all locally sourced fresh ingredients. And just hearing them talk about it makes my mouth water.
Oh, I can only imagine. Now, this event gets underway at 6 p.m.
At 6 p.m., we're opening it up to our VIPs, and we've invited some restaurant folks in so they can see what the farmers have that they may want to, you know, purchase to have in their meals at the restaurants. General admission is at 7.
You know, I'm thinking sweets. I'm not supposed to have them, but I'm sure there's going to be some desserts down there as
Yes,
well.
I think you should think all kinds of apples and things that are crisp.
Yes.
And wonderful for dessert. Yes, this is a full service sort of thing. $25 for an adult plate and only $10 for a child's plate. You go around, you sample, and then you fill up a plate and enjoy. And then at the end of the evening, you pick which dish you like the best, and we will recognize one of the chefs for having a creative and delicious concoction.
And Nancy, the great thing about this is that $25, some of those monies go to help the Franklin County Perinatal Education Center.
That's correct. We wanted to do something to support young families in the community. And Amy Pendleton, as you know, works hard over there. She doesn't take a paycheck, and you know, makes sure families have car seats and they know how to prepared childbirth and that sort of thing. So this 100% of the proceeds will go to help that organization do its good work in the coming year.
Wow, Nancy, what a great thing. What a great thing for Franklin County to be involved in and helping out our neighbors.
Yes. And you know, for only $25, you would spend that at a restaurant. And of course, we have a spirits garden because we want to embrace our local distilleries and breweries and wineries as well. So there's going to be something for everyone, music, really good time.
And we're talking three top-notch chefs.
Yes.
I mean, these are chefs that you're going to get at the high-end restaurants.
I won't tell you what they're cooking, but I'll tell you who they are.
Absolutely.
We have Jeff Bland with U.S. Foods. Mm-hmm. We have Beau Bernard, the chef at Farum College.
Oh.
And we have Miss Agnes Proctor, who's been in the restaurant business for years, and she's worked at Bootleggers and B-Sides, and she's currently working on a new restaurant with Brian Hosteen over at Early Inn. The restaurant will be inside the inn.
Oh, so excited about that.
She can put down some great food.
Now, that kicks off the thing September 8th.
Yes.
And then the big Ag Fair coming up, that will be the following Wednesday, September
yes.
12th through the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember last year, the Midway, of course, so much fun, and the local vendors and people just, it was just, if you've never been, just the environment and the atmosphere that surrounds you is just a wonderful, fabulous feeling, Nancy. You guys do such a great job and of putting this thing together and just anything you could possibly imagine at an agricultural fair, you're going to find at this one.
Yes, and fcagfair.com, I say that a lot because every day we're posting new things on what you're going to see there this year. We'll still have the diving dogs, which is a favorite. And, you know, I love this event because our sponsors even get into the spirit of it. Jewel Machinery out on 220, they bring in huge equipment, and they encourage the kids to climb all over it. TNT Auto comes in, and they do games and scavenger hunts within the context of the fair. So instead of just coming in and being a sponsor per se, they are getting into the act as well.
Oh, that is just so great. Let's go back a moment, Nancy. Anyone that's interested in sponsorship, is that something that they can still get involved in, or are we a little too late for that?
We're right on the edge of it. I would say if anyone's interested in sponsoring, they better give us a call by Friday, because we are getting ready to order our radio and television commercials and social media and that sort of thing. So I would say that would be just about the last opportunity.
Nancy, I don't want to put you on the spot here, but give me a little bit of history. Let's rewind 5 years ago. How did this come about to say, hey, we need to start doing this again? Were you involved? Were you approached? Or did you approach someone? How did it all take place?
I was actually not involved in birthing this again. I think the county wanted to do something for families and to celebrate our agricultural heritage, because it's going away all over the country, but Franklin County is still very enmeshed in agriculture and dairy in particular. Dairy farms are failing all over the country, but we're strong here, and we have the Homestead Creamery, and we have family farms that are producing dairy products, and so we're proud of that heritage, and we feel that it's something that's unique to Franklin County. And I think it was a twofold thing, economic development wise, to show what we have to offer, but also to give families something to do that was family oriented and affordable.
You mentioned about Franklin County being hot and heavy in agricultural. I remember being in middle school and being involved with the clubs and stuff there that promoted the agricultural aspect of things. And you're right. It is dying in a lot of areas. And, you know, I was having a conversation with a family member the other day. The price of milk has gone down. That's got to hurt the dairy farmer has to be a struggling industry, I would think.
Yes. I don't know specifically, but I hear they're trying to reinvent themselves and do some new things. In fact, we might even have a little bit of a milk tasting at our local foods dinner on September 8th. So that will just give you a hint of some of the unique things we're going to be doing at that event.
Well, I tell you, I cannot wait. I'm excited. Nancy, if someone needs more information, of course, you've got the website. Is
yes.
there a telephone number that they can call someone if they have questions that maybe the website can't answer?
If there are questions about the Ag Fair proper, they should just call the county tourism office.
Okay.
They have people there almost around the clock this time of year, ready to answer questions. If it's for the local foods community dinner, they need to give Miss Pendleton a call over at the Perinatal Center, or they can call me at the Franklin County Health Department.
Wonderful. And of course, if the listeners have any questions about this, they're more than welcome to call our station, and we'll send them in the right direction.
Absolutely.
Well, Nancy, I tell you what, we can't wait. Again, the dinner's happening on September the 8th, 6 p.m., 7 p.m.,
yes,
respectively, and of course, that's at the early in at the Grove. Uh-huh. And then on September 12th through the 15th, the festival itself, that at the Franklin County Recreation Park. We're going to be there with bells on.
Yes, sir. And we'll all be resting in October.
Nancy, thank you so much for all you do. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to spend it with us. Let your folks know out there if you maybe want to listen to this interview again or have someone that didn't hear it that would like to hear it. We're going to have it posted on our website at WYTIradio.com. Click on the blog section and it will be the one at the top. Give me about an hour and I'll have it there.
Fantastic.
Nancy, again, thank you so much for coming by. It is 141, 86 degrees in Rocky Mount, and back into the music we go on WYTI.